You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
White House campaign. From Boise, Obama heads to Kansas, another state that typically backs Republicans. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, welcome to Talented People. It's 3:04 on Wednesday, January 21st, and I just want to give you an idea of the weather if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area. Snow likely, mainly after 5 p.m. this afternoon, cloudy with a high near 33. Tonight, snow mainly before 10 p.m. with a low about 23. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high of nearly 38 on Thursday. And then Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 19. Friday, mostly sunny again with a high near 34. And then a chance of snow Friday night after 1 a.m. With a low about 25. Chance of snow continues on Saturday with a high near 35 and then through the evening with mostly cloudy with a low of 24. Sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 35, and a chance of snow mostly cloudy with a low of 20 on Sunday night. So we're back. We're here in studio in Flemington, New Jersey, broadcasting out of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office. And co-hosting here today is Colleen Kelly. She's CEO of Mariah Media. And our guest in studio is the award-winning writer, producer, and director, and his name is Jack Thomas Smith. And we're talking about him. We're going to learn about him, about Talented People, everything about him, and about his upcoming screening in Flemington on February 7th of the film Infliction. And it's a bring your own chair and show up, but sign up online, buy the tickets for $7 at entertainmentsake.com. Open now, so you can go to the site, check it out, watch the trailer, and buy the tickets. And we'll see you there at 7 o'clock or 9:30 on the 7th of February. Again,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah, and for that, it's a great night out. $7. Bring your lawn chairs. right?
It's like camping out indoors.
Mm-hmm. And watching a scary, like a, what did you call it? A psycho?
It's a psychodrama.
Psychodrama. Yeah. All right. Tell us a little bit about that, because we all tell everybody about what the show is about.
Sure. I describe Infliction as a disturbing assembled footage film that documents a murder spree committed by two brothers in North Carolina in 2011 and the horrific truth behind their actions. It deals with a subject matter that unfortunately affects way too many people. It's very dark. It's very gritty. And as the film progresses, you're going to find yourself asking, who are the true victims here and who are the true criminals?
Well, you know, you had actually made a statement in the press release about, tell us the statement that you were quoted on so everybody can understand a little bit about what I'm going to ask you.
Sure. If I remember correctly, it basically said that making Infliction, it troubled and it haunted me. And yeah, I mean, it's I'm not giving anything away here by saying that Infliction deals with the long-term ramifications of child abuse. And so when you're watching Infliction, you're basically watching it through cameras being shot by two brothers, and they're in their 20s, and you're watching how the abuse that they suffered as children, how this is affecting them as adults. And so you see them on this journey trying to reclaim their lives, essentially. And, you know, and you watch how it unfolds, how the government let them down, the system failed them. And in their minds, they're trying to reclaim their lives from their abusers.
Wow. That is so intense. I know a lot of people out there are, you know, going to be, you describe some of the feedback that you've gotten on some of the people who have watched the film already.
Oh, sure. Yeah. we've done screenings all over the country. And it's very cool that we're doing this at Edge Sports Center, because this kind of goes along with what we do. You know, we've done the traditional theatrical screenings, but then we've also done horror conventions. We've done, we did this lake venue. It was like an outdoor amphitheater. So we had an outdoor nighttime screening. There was a lake there with wood. So it was very cool. Yeah, it was very cool. but it's interesting, because the subject matter deals with child abuse. The one thing that I have found at these screenings is that women are, in particular, really connecting with this film, and especially moms. And, you know, whenever you talk about child abuse with moms, it brings the claws out, you know. After the screenings, we have Q&A sessions, and it's amazing what people share. There was one woman in particular at one of the screenings. She shared with the audience, she was kind enough to share with the audience, that she had been abused as a child herself. And she said the reason why she connected with Infliction was because the film dealt with empowerment, the victims taking back their lives, reclaiming their lives from their abusers. And she said that that's something that victims of abuse are constantly chasing after, taking back their lives from the people that abuse them. And, you know, she said that she unfortunately never had that opportunity, because the person that had abused her died, you know, before she could do anything, press charges, spit in his face, hit him, whatever the case may be. So she said that that's something that's very common with victims of abuse, that they're constantly chasing that sense of empowerment. So and that's essentially what Infliction deals with. It deals with these two brothers, like I said earlier, trying to reclaim their lives.
So to me, it sounds like I'm not a person that would normally go or necessarily always go to see a horror movie.
Yeah.
But I feel like even just watching the trailer that anybody would really, you know, general public would be interested in seeing the movie. It just has that kind of a feel to it, even though it's not a horror movie per se, right?
Yeah, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's a psychodrama, which means it's like a psychological thriller slash drama. But it you know, it does have some horror in it, because mm-hmm. yeah, just there are some effects in it, just because of what the brothers are doing. It's their actions. It's settling up with the people who directly affected them, and, you know, through actions, or people who affected them through inaction. And, you know, that's essentially what they're targeting. So it's very character driven. It's very story driven. you know, if you want to go see Transformers 10, this isn't that. Right. So if you want to watch something that's going to have you talking afterwards and, you know, wanting to discuss real issues in society, I mean, this would be the type of film to go see.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Tell again, Colleen, real quick, where someone could go to get the tickets.
You can get the tickets online at 4entertainmentsake.com or theedgesportscenter.net. Both of those, actually, if you go on and look up, you can also see the trailer of the movie. And as soon as you see it, I'm sure you're going to want to buy those tickets. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. It's kind of an inside venue on the turf at a sports facility. So you can bring your lawn chairs and, you know, bring some friends and have a group.
All right. So that's perfect timing for our first commercial here on Talented People. We'll be right back. Stay with us to learn more about Infliction.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Talented People. It's about 3:16 on Wednesday, January 21st. Hope you're having a great day. We're talking with the writer, producer, and award-winning director, Jack Thomas Smith, about his disturbing film, Infliction, which is going to be shown at Edge Sports in Flemington, New Jersey, on February 7th at 7 o'clock at 9:30. And it's one of these things where you could buy your ticket for $7 online and at the number four, entertainmentsake.com. And then you bring your lawn chair and watch the film. And so I'm here with my co-host, Colleen Kelly, and we're talking about not only just the film, but we want to learn a little bit more about you, Jack.
Sure.
Tell us about what was it like growing up, and you were always a writer? Let's hear.
Yeah. well, basically the way I got started in terms of filmmaking, I was one of those little kids that saw Star Wars opening night. I hate to admit it, but opening night Star Wars, I saw those two ships go overhead, and that was it for me. I knew at that moment I wanted to be a filmmaker. I was like 8 years old. Then a year later, I read The Shining by Stephen King.
It's funny. We were just talking about that.
Yeah. Yeah, my all-time favorite
me
book.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
But the minute I read that book, I knew I wanted to write. So when I was 9 years old, I started writing a novel. It took me till I was about 12 to finish it. It was about 300-page novel. I never had it published or anything, but the fact that I wrote a 300-page novel between 9 and 12, it just shows you how it's in my DNA. And it's actually, looking back at it now, it's a pretty cool story. It was called The Incubus, and basically what it was about, this little boy, he had the ability, the power to destroy hell. So hell was sending up their minions to try and kill this kid. And on the other hand, you had heaven sending down guardians to protect him. And you had a war going on earth between, you know, the minions from hell and the guardians from heaven. So, yeah, I look back at it now. I should do something with that. It's actually
you can make your
cool
own
story.
Film out of it.
I know. It's a pretty cool story.
I know you said you started when you were, nine, and then you're 12?
Yeah.
Did you, like, take breaks from it, or were you always thinking about it?
Sure, yeah. I mean, when you're that age, you know, I was into football and baseball, so I did Little League and all that. So you had life, you know, going to school and all that, but it was always there. And, you know, and then it progressed. When I was a teenager, late teens, I wrote my first screenplay, and it was funny because at that time, I was working in a video store in Sparta, New Jersey. That's where I grew up, was Sparta. And there was a customer that used to come in all the time. His name's Lee Estrada. We're friends on Facebook. And he used to be an Elvis impersonator, which is crazy. And you know? But cool guy, you know, but he looked like Elvis, you know. So he would come in and we would always talk about horror movies. And I told him I'm working on a horror script. So he said, cool, when you're done with it, call my buddy Ted. He gave me his phone number, Ted Bohus. He's a Jersey guy. And he said, give him a call. He makes independent horror films. He's local. He'll probably help you out. So when I finally finished that screenplay, I called Ted. He told me to send it to him. He read it. He liked it a lot. I said, look, it's a little too big budget for what I do. But I have an idea for another horror film. You know, why don't we co-write it together, see if we can make it happen? So I co-wrote this script with Ted called The Regenerated Man. And, you know, it was like a campy sci-fi horror type film. But we shot it for $75,000 in New Jersey. This was in the mid-90s. And we sold it for double our investment. So, and I, you know, I helped raise the money on it. And because of Ted, that's really where I learned. I learned how to put together a budget, the business plan, how to raise money, what you offer investors for their investment, how they get their money back. So I learned all that. Plus, you know, being that I helped raise the funds, I didn't stand around on set with my arms folded like I was some Mr. Big Shot. I wanted to learn how to make a film from top to bottom. So I held the boom through the whole shoot, and I learned what a grip does, what a gaffer does, a best boy. And so from there, In the mid-90s, I met John Russo at a horror convention. John co-wrote and co-produced the original Night of the Living Dead. And we got talking, and I told him I'd love to work with him, and he was totally cool. So he had just written this screenplay called Santa Claus. It was spelled C-L-A-W-S. It was about a guy in a Santa Claus costume hacking people up. So I raised the financing for that. And same thing, we did great. I mean, it was in every video store, everything. And then from there, I took what I learned from John, what I learned from Ted, and I applied it to the first film that I wrote, directed, and produced, which was Disorder. So that was kind of the progression, how I got from being a kid and actually into doing my own thing.
Well, you tell everybody a little bit about Disorder, since I don't know that anyone knows about that film.
Sure.
That's the award-winning one so far.
Sure,
right?
Sure. Disorder, I wrote it, directed it, and produced it. It's a psychological thriller. The main character is a paranoid schizophrenic, and the entire film is told from his perspective, so you don't know what's real, what isn't. Right when you think you have it all figured out, there's a twist ending to it. We shot it in the Poconos. We shot in Blairstown. And I was fortunate enough to get a deal with Universal. They released it nationwide on DVD. Warner Brothers released it on pay-per-view and video on demand. I was in every Walmart, every Hollywood Video, every movie gallery. So it was awesome for this little film shot in the Poconos. We didn't have any big stars in it to get a very significant distribution deal. And actually, it was funny. We were talking during the break about some of the haunted houses and stuff up there in the Poconos. We shot the main house that the main character lives in. It was on the Jersey side of the Delaware. The house was 300 years old. It
wow.
was like an old farmhouse.
Wow.
They actually they had like old servants' quarters in there and everything. And it was owned by the National Park Service. So
wow.
they let us shoot there for free.
Really?
It was awesome. So all we had to do was just pay for electricity, the oil, heat. And we had like our little studio city going on there out in the middle of the woods. We faked like 10 different locations from this one location. But I got a crazy story. So in the film, the main character, I don't want to give away too much, but he murders two people and he's burying them in his backyard. So, so in the film, he digs up a hole, pitches the bodies in there, covers them up. So dealing with the National Park Service, they had to send one of their people over to dig the hole for us in the event that they found human remains.
Wow.
And they did.
They did?
They did.
Oh, my God.
What they found were coffin pins. Teeth, bone fragments.
Did you use it in your film?
No, I mean, I couldn't. They almost shut us down because they thought, I guess what they said, if it was Indian remains,
wow.
there would have been some sort of government thing. They would have shut it down.
Right.
But they kind of determined, because there were coffin pins and all that, that it was probably someone that had lived on the property, like whatever, 200 years ago.
That is so freaky.
Yeah, so it was crazy.
I wonder, like, if they could use that, like, if they can use DNA in that now.
I don't know.
They're talking to all the celebrities, they're telling who they were ancestors and all that stuff. Oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah, it was a crazy story. Of all the spots, too, because I remember when we were picking the spot, I was like, yeah, that looks like where he would bury the guy. And I guess someone beat me to it a few hundred years ago.
Oh my
Well, thank God they also dug that, because digging is hard.
Yeah, I was
cool. If you're going to really bury a body, hire someone else to dig it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to our break really a little bit early today. Colleen, could you please tell everybody about the cybersecurity events coming up?
Okay, yes. Mariah Media, we are holding a cybersecurity events in New Jersey. And, of course, everybody, this is a topic that everybody needs to know about. So it's for all businesses in New Jersey to attend. We have NJIT, and that's on March 20th, 30th. See, I get them mixed up. College of New Jersey is on March 30th.
20th.
You
No, I have it written down here. It is the College of New Jersey is on Monday, March 20th. And then the NJIT event is on March 30th, both on Mondays. And they have amazing headliners. They've got keynote speakers and panels. So if you are interested, go to Mariah Media. Go to cybersecuritynj.com for information. We'll be right back.
The
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. President Barack Obama headed to conservative-leaning Idaho. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports President Obama's State of the Union address is expected to be as much about selling a story of economic revival as it is about outlining new initiatives.
The approach reflects the White House belief that it's been too cautious in promoting economic gains out of fear of looking tone-deaf to the continued struggles of many Americans. White House advisors have suggested their restraint hindered Democrats in the November elections and helped Republicans take full control of Congress for the first time in 8 years.
This will be the first time Obama has visited Idaho as president, though he did headline a rally in the state during his 2008 White House campaign. From Boise, Obama heads to Kansas, another state that typically backs Republicans. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by Enteromedics. There is no one-size-fits-all approach designed to treat obesity. Options ranging from diet and exercise to bypass surgery have failed to stop the disease from advancing. It affects more than one-third of U.S. adults. But people looking to overcome obesity have reason to celebrate. The FDA has approved V-Block therapy, delivered by a pacemaker-like device, the first approved to treat obesity in more than a decade to control feelings of hunger and fullness. Dr. Scott Shikora, Consulting Chief Medical Officer, Enteromedics, explains.
The vagus nerve is the communication lines between the gut and the brain, telling the brain what's going on in the gut as far as did the person eat or not eat, should the person eat. So the vagus nerve seems to regulate energy, calorie intake, and sugar production, and therefore has an important role in weight management.
Talk to your doctor about how V-Block can improve your health. And for more information, visit enteromedics.com/V-Block or call 1-800-MY-V-Block.
The Supreme Court rules in favor of a whistleblower who lost his job with the government. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The justices ruled fired Air Marshal Robert McLean did not violate the law when he revealed 12 years ago the Transportation Security Administration was going to cut back on overnight trips for undercover air marshals to save money. He says he did it because supervisors ignored his concerns about safety. McLean was later fired after it was revealed he leaked the information to MSNBC. The justices are backing a federal appeals court ruling that sided with McLean. The government argued whistleblower laws don't cover workers who reveal sensitive security information. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The White House says House Speaker John Boehner's invitation for Israel's prime minister to come to Washington is a breach of normal diplomatic protocol. President Obama's press secretary says the White House has not heard about whether Benjamin Netanyahu plans to speak to Congress February 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A senator said the president's description of America's world standing is misguided. USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirt has the story.
Well, it's just more the same. On the one hand, the president says he wants us to work together, yet his history these last 6 years has been very partisan. So it's more the same.
That's Mississippi Republican Representative Greg Harper about the president's State of the Union address. Harper gave his thoughts to USA Radio News and said the president made big sweeping promises as if he was running for president again.
The president promised everybody something, it appears, and I'm really disappointed that it appears that he's almost trying to drive the debate for the 2016 election as opposed to coming up with some real solutions that would make life better for a lot of folks in the country.
Harper added he was disappointed the president mocked the Keystone XL pipeline project and the jobs the project would create. I'm Jason Wirt. A Massachusetts man dubbed a one-man crime wave by police has been sentenced up to 9 years in prison for using a dumbbell in three smash-and-grab burglaries at jewelry stores. James J. Radler was sentenced Tuesday for two break-ins. The burglaries occurred in late 2012 and early 2013. Authorities say the 52-year-old Beverly man used a dumbbell from a set of weights to smash his way into the stores and grab jewelry from display cases. Police were able to catch him because he pawned stolen items using his real name. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. It is Wednesday, January 21st already at 3:31 in the afternoon. Real quickly, going to give you the forecast if you're in the area. This afternoon, snow is likely, mainly after 5 p.m., cloudy with a high near 33. Tonight, snow mainly before 10 p.m. with a low around 23. Thursday, cloudy, with then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high about 38. Mostly clear with a low around 19 on Thursday night. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 34. And a chance of snow mainly after 1 a.m. on Friday night. Saturday, chance of snow continuing, cloudy with a high near 35 and a low about 24. And then mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 35. And then a chance of snow again, mostly cloudy at the low around 20. So we're talking to our award-winning writer, producer, and director, Jack Thomas Smith, in studio. Colleen Kelly's co-hosting with me. And we were going to talk about the awards. At the break, you were saying that we want to bring something up. What was it that we were going to talk about?
About Infliction.
Yes.
I've actually won a couple screenwriting awards. We were at one film festival, the Buffalo Niagara Film Festival. We won Best Screenplay there. And then we just won this past weekend for Best Screenplay at the Macabre Fair Film Festival on Long Island.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so rewarding, I bet.
It is. And actually, yesterday, we just got word that the Bram Stoker Awards, they're pretty big. In terms of horror writing, I mean, that's like the Academy Award for horror writers. They announced their preliminary ballots, and Infliction is one of the 10 screenplays being considered for a nomination. So I don't have an official nomination yet for Best Screenplay for Bram Stoker, but it's one of 10 being considered by the Horror Writers Association. And there's 1,300 members worldwide. They're going to take the ballot of the 10 on there and vote. The five that get the highest votes, they get the nomination. So, and it's awesome because here's Infliction, just a little indie film, and I'm with Walking Dead. That's up. American Horror Story, Doctor Who, Penny Dreadful. I mean, these are all like major shows, major movies. So, and Infliction's one of the ones on the preliminary ballot. So it's pretty awesome.
That's really exciting.
It really is.
Thank you.
I want to learn a little bit more about the whole. I understand the movie industry as far as, you know, you getting your script, and we talked at the movies about like that and the funding.
Yeah.
But once you get your film done, how is that distribution thing? What goes on with all that?
Sure. Well, in the indie world, it is so hard to even complete the film. Mm-hmm. So many times indie filmmakers, you know, they raise what they think they need to make the film, and then things happen. They go over budget. They can't raise additional funds. Film never gets completed. So just the fact that any indie filmmaker completes a film, that's an accomplishment in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But then in terms of distribution, it is so hard to get distribution. It's hard to get distribution even if you have stars in it.
Really?
There are some films, my producer rep, the one who represented Disorder and Infliction, he said he's got films that have stars in them and he can't get deals for them. it's just very hard. And back in 08, when the stock market crashed and all the finances went crazy, it just made it that much harder because there's less production money and Hollywood doesn't want to take risks. That's the point, mm-hmm. you know. So they want to go with Transformers 10. You know, they want to go with Avengers 2. They want to do the surefire things that are going to make money. Indie films are a little bit more risky because they're hit or miss.
Sure.
So the best way for an independent filmmaker to get a distribution deal, you get a producer's rep. What a producer rep does is he's essentially an agent for a film. So he'll take your film, he'll submit it to all the distributors, and you hope, you know, you want to deal with a reputable one because there's a lot of dirtbags out there. If they start hitting you up for money, run. You know, oh yeah, I'll rep your film for 10 grand, and then you never hear from them. Generally, a producer rep will get 20%, 15 to 25%, to represent your film. He's only going to represent it if he thinks he can make money off it. So you shouldn't have to pay them. I mean,
right.
Make them earn it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do, generally these guys have relationships with the different distributors. So they'll know, you know, it's like, okay, if I'm repping a horror film and I know this company's looking for a horror film, boom, here you go. This might fit in the slot. So that's the value of a producer rep. And frankly, a lot of times, you know, you can put your DVD in an envelope, mail it to them, and they'll just send it right back to you because they don't want to look at your film unless it's represented by an agent or a lawyer, because then they could get sued. It's
right.
Meaning, you know, hey, you stole my idea, that mm-hmm. type of thing. So they don't even want to go down that road. So unless your film's wrapped, 90% of the times they're not even going to look at it. Unless
it's
a smaller company.
So interesting, because it's a lot like the publishing world. Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Yeah, like literary agent.
Oh, same thing.
A producer,
yeah,
right?
Same thing. It's the same thing. Yeah, the same principle applies. And then for foreign sales, you have a foreign sales agent. What they do, it's literally the same thing, except they're taking your film and they're selling it to foreign distributors. So it really is a world market. You have all these different, you know, that's why you have the Cannes Film Festival, the American Film Market in Santa Monica. These are big markets where foreign buyers will come and buy American films for their respective territories. So that's kind of how it works. And then once you get distribution, you know, coming back to the U.S., you know, they'll put together a marketing budget. And you want to make sure the distributor you deal with, that they're reputable, that they're not going to try and screw you over. You know, make mm-hmm. sure you have the right to audit their books in your contract. Make sure you put in there what the marketing expenses are. And when you hit a certain cap, you then get approval. Because a lot of times what distributors will do is, you know, they don't want to put any type of number in there for marketing, because everything's a marketing expense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they get a case of water delivered, that's a marketing expense. You
really?
Know? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm just wondering, is a distributor in the publishing world equivalent to a publisher?
Yes.
So that's why I've always been confused about the movie world. Because it's like, I think of distributor as getting out there, not necessarily, you know, but when you're talking about that, then tell us about the royalties. How does that work?
Yeah, generally the royalties, and that's different deal to deal. Mm-hmm. It's but generally you could get 25%, 50%. Where it's a little different with films is that if you have a group that comes in with P&A money, and that's print and advertising money, you could get a better deal from the distributor. So, for example, if Sony is going to release your film theatrically and you have a group that brings in print and advertising money, you know, Sony might give you a better back end deal because your guys are taking the risk. And it's funny because the scariest thing to do with filmmaking is production money. There's not a ton of production money right now because it really is true risk capital. With P&A money, though, it's not as risky because it's last money in, first money out. So if you're watching a film and the film's great and you're like, hey, I'll throw $20 million into market because I know I'm going to make my money back, make a profit and all that. And plus, I get my money back first. But, you know, if the film's a piece of crap, then you just say, hey, I don't want to put any P&A into it. And a lot of times those movies will go direct to video. So there's a lot of moving parts with a distribution deal that kind of dictate it. But, you know, generally you could get the theaters get their cut. So if you have a major film like Star Wars, let's say, they might get, you know, 90% of the ticket sales and the theater is going to get 10%. And the theater is going to make a bulk of their money on the concession stand.
I always wondered about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting to
That's
watch.
Why the theaters want the bigger films.
And that's important for you to learn all about this, too.
They want the bigger films because mm-hmm. it's going to get the bodies in there to buy popcorn, nachos, and sodas at $10 a pop. But then when you get these kind of smaller films, you know, the theaters might, they'll get more on ticket sales. You know, maybe they'll get 50%, but they're going to get a smaller audience. Mm-hmm. So it's like 10% of a huge audience or 50% of a smaller audience. So generally, they want the big blockbusters because they really make their money at the concession stand.
What you might not even know the answer to this, but what about, like, do you have any idea of if there's like five theaters in a radius of 100 miles? Is there some way that one always gets it? How does that one? Do you have any idea about that?
I don't.
I wonder mean, how. I'm asking everybody out there.
I think
if
it's
you
just
know
chains. I think it's just chains. It's mm-hmm. it's probably, you know, bulk. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like mm-hmm. okay. Carmike Theater, there's 3,000 theaters or whatever. Mm-hmm. Put your film in all 3,000 mm-hmm. of them. I mean, I think that's really what it
that
is.
Would
I,
make
I mean,
sense.
Unfortunately, it's like death to the mom and pop, you know, video
right.
stores,
mm-hmm.
theaters, mm-hmm. everything. Because how did they compete?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's essentially what happened in the video business. You know, Blockbuster's gone, all the mom and pops are gone. And the reason for that was that back when video first came out, you had the mom and pop stores. They would just buy the movie mm-hmm. and they would put it on the shelf. So if they spent $40, they knew they had to rent it 10, 13 times to break even. And then beyond that's profit. So what happened, Blockbuster came along and they structured a revenue share deal with the distributors. So if you were Universal Pictures and let's say you had, I don't know, Jurassic Park 3, and you wanted to put 100 copies of your film at Blockbuster, Blockbuster would take them for free and do a revenue share. So they would get 50% of the rental. Universal would get 50%. So if you're a mom and pop video store, how do you compete?
Right.
If you have to buy them and you have a set budget for the amount of copies you can buy, they might only get 3 copies. So if people go there and all 3 are rented out, they're going to go to Blockbuster because they got 500 of them sitting there that they got for free. So that killed the mom and pop stores. And then, you know, Netflix ultimately killed Blockbuster. And that's why the video business is dead now. It's
so
it's
interesting.
Dead.
It is interesting.
So much information in your head.
Remember those Blockbuster late fees that I paid?
Oh, God. Yeah. They should have been able to stay afloat on that. Okay. We're going to our break here. It's the last break here for Talented People. It's about 3:41 in the afternoon on January 21st. And you're listening to a conversation with award-winning writer, producer, and director Jack Thomas Smith. And he's talking about his film Infliction, which is going to be aired at Ed Sports in Flemington, New Jersey on February 7th at 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Tickets are $7 and you can buy them online at entertainmentsake.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between. Remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for listening. It's Talented People. It's about 3:46 on Wednesday, January 21st. And we're talking with award-winning director, writer, and producer Jack Thomas Smith. Let's talk about Infliction. Colleen, can you tell everybody a little bit more? Why don't you tell us about the screening, actually? Sure. We'll hear right from you.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're doing two screenings, actually, on February 7th at the Edge Sports Center. It's 19 Royal Road in Flemington. The first screening's at 7. The second one's at 9:30. Tickets are $7 a piece. And I'm drawing a blank on the website.
Sorry, I had to take a little break there. It's forentertainmentsake.com, and that's the number four. So forentertainmentsake.com. And you can go on and you can actually purchase the tickets right there. And it's going to be a really exciting event in Flemington at Edge Sports Center, which is going to be on the turf. You bring your lawn chairs and have a great, great evening.
And it's only $7 per ticket.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be a night out. And, get to see the movie, and then we'll do a Q&A session afterwards. So yeah, it's cool. It's like a totally unique event. You know, it's not going to a traditional movie theater. It's going to be like, yeah, camping out and watching a movie.
Yeah, but tell a little bit about the movie so everybody out there will understand that this is like a must-see movie.
Sure. It's I describe Infliction as a disturbing assembled footage film that documents a murder spree committed by two brothers in North Carolina in 2011 and the horrific truth behind their actions. So it's more of a psychodrama. The audience should probably be 18 and up unless they come, you know, with an adult. It's, you know, it's not a horror film. It's character driven. It's story driven. It's very intense. And it deals with a subject matter that unfortunately affects way too many people.
That's very true.
Yeah, it is sad, but it's going to be interesting. And if people want to come and see it again, they could do it right here in Flemington, which is also something to talk about because Edge Sports is kind of bringing Hollywood to Hunterdon, I think, in the next couple months.
Colleen, there's a lot of upcoming
events. Let's hear more about some of those.
Well, Flemington's like got some superstars coming into town. So on March 28th, there is...
27th.
Here, why don't we get Kelly on here to tell everybody?
Oh, sorry. 28th. What's going on? Sorry. I thought she said 27th. Sorry. March 28th. We're not messing with March dates 28th. Anymore today.
Quits doing that today.
I'm quitting my
Louis
job.
Louis Anderson is coming into town. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's another Emmy. I think he has two-time Emmy Award-winning comedian. So that is going to be at the J.P. Case Theater. And... tickets are on sale at forentertainmentsake.com. It's going to be great. He is such a funny comedian. We're so lucky to have him come to Flemington. It's really exciting because we really don't have any, you know, we have to travel to New York or Philadelphia to see things like that. So to have somebody come out here right where we are is awesome. And so then after him comes Joy Behar.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that's in April 10th, correct? And all of them can be seen on forentertainmentsake.com. And you can buy the tickets there. You can learn about what's going on. And if you need questions answered, you can call the number that's on the website. So, Hollywood's coming to Hunterdon.
Love that.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So, again, Jack, before we go, why don't you just share with anybody out there listening some thoughts, last-minute thoughts?
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, if you can come to the screening, that would be awesome. I'd love to meet everyone. It's going to be a fun night if you're an aspiring filmmaker. Bring your reel, you know, anything. You know, we're always looking for PAs for future projects, undiscovered talent. But beyond that, if you can't make the screening... if you want additional information about Infliction, you can go to our website at inflictiontapes.com. We've got 10 Twitter accounts and a huge social media campaign going, but our primary account is at Infliction Tapes. You can also find us on Facebook. It's, you know, Facebook Infliction Tapes. We've kept it consistent. You can get Infliction at Walmart.com. You can go to FYE stores, Saturday Matinee, Best Buy, Barnes & Noble. If you want to rent it, you can go iTunes, Amazon, Vudu, Google Play. So it's everywhere.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, before we go, why don't you tell everybody about your next project?
Sure. The next film that I'm working on, it's called In the Dark. It's a action horror film. It takes place on a small island in Michigan that gets overrun by zombie vampire type creatures. These things are not Twilight. These things are, they're like crack addict vampires. Their need to feed makes them insane out of their minds. There's a handful of people left alive with guns fighting hundreds of these things, blowing the crap out of them, trying to get off this island. But then, there's a whole underlying theme to the film. It deals with immorality. One of the main characters had paralyzed a friend in a car accident, drunk driving. There's another character who's having an affair on his wife, another character who's being abused by her stepfather, and even the vampires. I mean, their need to feed is like an addiction.
And you wrote this?
I wrote this.
Wow. So, that's going to be so much fun to watch. Yeah. I want to go to Infliction and then back up to Disorder and then go forward.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's got all the popcorn stuff in it with the horror and everything, but it's also, In the Dark's got a strong story and strong characters.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for coming. Is there anything else you want to add?
No. I mean, come out Saturday, February 7th at 7 o'clock at the Edge Sports Center. It's going to be a blast.
It is going to be a blast. All right. Well, we're going to thank you all for listening out here with Colleen in studio and Jack Thomas Smith for being here. And again, for you all listening, hope you have a great week.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Mississippi school could be violating the law by requiring students to have parental permission to join a proposed gay-straight alliance club. USA's Bob Kellogg has the story.
Peter Sprigg of the Family Research Council tells USA Radio News he doubts the Rankin County schools would be violating federal law because parental permission is required for all kinds of activities already.
They go on field trips to participate in sports and so forth. I would think anything that extracurricular that's outside of the regular prescribed curriculum of the school, it would be legitimate to require parental consent.
Sprigg adds that it is disingenuous for GSA clubs to claim their purpose is to promote dialogue.
What they do is exist to eliminate dialogue by silencing people who disapprove of homosexual conduct. And that's the ultimate goal of the homosexual movement.
I'm Bob Kellogg.
ISIS militants say they'll kill two Japanese hostages unless Japan pays $200 million in ransom and stops supporting the U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. ISIS released a video online showing two Asian men kneeling in front of a man dressed black holding a knife. The man, speaking in English, says the Japanese public had 72 hours to pressure the country's government to stop its support for the coalition. Japan's prime minister is demanding the immediate release of the two men. These and other headlines can be found online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
The time is 8:05. It's time for Hunt and Chamber Radio Weather. All right, let's get this under wraps here. Everybody's still running around like chickens with their head cut off with regard to the weather. It is 21 degrees right now and clear skies in Flemington. Today is Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. Cloudy with snow showers developing for the afternoon. A high around 35. Winds light and variable, chance of snow 60%, snow accumulation less than 1 inch. Wednesday night, snow will taper off and this evening, but skies will remain cloudy late, a low of 27. Winds light and variable, chance of snow 90%, about 1 inch of snow is expected. So that's less than 2 inches, ladies and gentlemen. Sunshine and clouds mix tomorrow, a high of 39, so everything's going to melt tomorrow. Winds west, north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Friday, a mainly sunny sky and a high of 37. Saturday, snow likely, a high of 34. 3 to 5 inches of snow is expected. All right, so we got another storm coming. And we get closer to that, we'll figure it out. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 36 on Sunday. And cloudy with snow showers mainly during the morning. And a high near 30 on Monday. Chance of snow 40%. 22 up in Lebanon. 23 in the town of Clinton. 22 in Alexandria. 21 in Franklin. 22 Ringos. And 19 Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather.